Well, hello, good evening. We're here again, 3 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK. Now, we did have four lovely people in the call queue before we started, and now we've only got two. So I don't know what happened. When you tune in to the pages of Blog Talk Radio, you're free to look around, of course. And if you are looking in the spirituality section, you will see that there are plenty of shows going on there, but not all at the same time. So, you know, if there is one going out now, so to speak, then it's probably already been on air for the last hour or so. So it's due to go off any time now. And what seems to be happening is that people will go to one show and then call into this one. And that happens because what we've had recently in the court queue, and I can say this with my hand on my heart, is that when we are in the screening room, we can hear the other show. And that is really not on because, you know, you should not be doing that because that's where we get all sorts of problems. So, line five has just joined us. So, line two and three have disappeared, which means line five jumps up, which is kind of crazy, isn't it, the way things happen. But we're going to open the phone lines in just a moment. I feel that there's going to be plenty of music in the show this evening. So I hope you're all ready for that. And we'll put whatever we can in there. I'm not a jukebox, by the way. And, you know, when people suggest, can you put this piece of music on? It has to be there to begin with. Yeah. If it's not in the studio, then we can't play it because it has to be uploaded to the studio. Yeah. So. It would appear that people are having difficulty calling in this evening because I've just seen a person that regularly calls into our shows here, and basically they're not there. They've called off. Two people called off before we started, and yet another one has joined. So it's not looking good. Two people left out of five. My microphone is working as far as I know. It says it's working. Excuse me. So right, we're going to make a start then. On line one we have Deep.
Good evening, Deep.
Good evening, Gina. How are you? I heard you're not very well.
No, I'm all right. I'm better than I was, but I've still got this cold lingering around in my head, so I'm not 100%, but yeah, I'm a bit better to what I was. Yeah, thank you for asking.
Yeah.
How can I help?
I'm all right, Gina. I'm okay, Gina. I'm looking for work. Looks like one of the contract might work out, and the client I've been working for, they are still looking into extending my contract. There's a gap in between.
Okay.
So do you see that client coming back and offering me something? The client I've been working for the last 3.5 years.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do see it coming back to you, sweetheart. I do feel as though as I keep saying, they're very impressed with the work that you're doing. And for the opinions that you keep voicing as well. So I do actually feel as though the contract's going to come back to you, sweetheart. And I do feel as though you're going to be there for quite some time, to be perfectly honest. I honestly do feel as though things are going to be on the change as well for you as well, Dee. I do feel as though there's some good things coming around the corner for you, sweetheart. I do feel also that you have still got spirit with you, helping you still through some issues that you've got deep down as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. But I do feel as though they are definitely helping you with that, sweetheart. Would you understand a bit of confusion just lately with something, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because I've got a gentleman figure with me saying to say to him about a bit of confusion about something. I do feel as though this confusion's been sorted out. Would that make sense as well?
Not that I'm aware of. It's
okay.
About my little boy.
Okay. I do feel as though the confusion's going to be sorted out, darling. Okay. I do honestly feel that because this gentleman figure's working quite hard, to be perfectly honest, working quite hard with you for you to try and get the confusion sorted out, because I do feel as though somebody's got something confused on. I don't think he's, but I feel as though it's your behalf that there's been some confusion. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. I do feel as though this gentleman's working hard with you, sweetheart, to actually sort this confusion out, sweetheart, okay? I honestly do feel as though it's going to be sorted out, and I feel as though it's going to be sorted out very soon, okay? And with your contract, I do feel as though you are going to be there for quite some time, because I do feel as though the employer does actually enjoy the things that you put through to them as well. I'm honestly feeling as though there could be something else as well in the pipeline for you. Maybe just like a second contract or something, just about the one that you've got.
Yeah, they interviewed me for the third time today. There was a third round today, and then they said they would, they would give me an offer. So do you see it coming through, and then do you see me being able to do two at the same time, simultaneously?
I do, yeah, I do. I do see the offer coming through, sweetheart, and I do see you're going to be able to manage. We'll say that you were going to be able to manage with that one, because I don't feel as though the part-time one's got as much work as it is attached to it as the one that you're doing at this precise minute. Would that make sense?
I'm not doing anything right now, but do you mean the old one, when it comes back, it wouldn't have much work?
Yeah. I do feel as though that's had a bit of work towards it. Okay, but
I
feel as though you'll be able to manage it, darling. I do honestly feel as though you'll be able to manage it. Because you're one of these type of people that can withstand it. We'll say that you're very strong-willed when it comes towards it.
Yeah.
Would that make sense?
It does. Yeah. Any messages around my boy? When will I see him? It's his birthday in 2 weeks' time.
I do feel you'd be able to see him for his birthday, or at least speak to him for his birthday, okay? I do feel as though something he's going to give at some point, Deep, because I do feel as though there's relevant people working. And with the way you've just moved to as well, I feel as though it's going to be a safe environment for little man to come and see you. So I do feel as though you're going to see him before either that or speak to him on his birthday, darling. I really do.
And see him soon after or not?
Well, I'm hoping, darling. I'm hoping. Spirit are trying to work with you to do that. Okay. Spirit are working with you to try and get you to see your little boy. I do honestly feel that you are going to see him. I do honestly feel that you are going to see him, sweetheart, to be perfectly honest, because I do feel as though relevant people are trying to work the best to get you so you can actually see your little boy. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I'm not aware of anything, but like she can bear grudge for years and not even months. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, that's not right. I mean, it's not right. She shouldn't be bearing grudges for no reason, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do feel as though you're going to be able to see your little boy soon. I honestly do. I do feel it. I really do. Because I do feel as though, with it being nearly Christmas as well, I do feel, and I do hope she does have a change of heart and let you see your little boy as well, because it's not going to be right for you. But I do feel as though things are going to start changing for you as well, Deep. I do feel as though things are going to start changing for you, darling. As I say, I've got a spirit working with you, and he does seem a very powerful gentleman. I do feel as though he was a very powerful gentleman as well when he was on the earth plane. Would that make sense to you, please?
Yes, my uncle, it does.
Yeah. I do feel as though he was a very powerful gentleman with me, that's with you, sweetheart. And I do feel as though he was very powerful when he was here on the earth plane as well. I do feel as though he is working with you and he's trying to work hard as well. Deep. It's just asked me to ask you, have you had any unusual thoughts just lately? Thoughts that you'd never thought you'd think about, please?
I'll think about it. Is it positive or not very positive?
Positive thoughts.
Okay. Yes, yeah. About some investments through my company.
Yeah, because this is what he's saying. He is there working with you, darling. He's there working with you. And this is why he's just said to me about asking you about these thoughts that you've just had on you that's unusual, that's just come towards you. And he says, I am working with you. And he wants you to know that he's working with you. This is why there's different thoughts, like unusual thoughts coming into your head. It's this spirit that's working with you, darling. Okay?
Okay. So it will work out, you know, the investments I plan to do in October, November.
Sorry?
Good. The investments I plan to do in October, November, will it be the good decision?
I do feel as though it's going to be, yeah. I really do feel as though it's going to be, sweetheart. I honestly do, because the plans that you've got for this investment as well, I feel as though there's some good plans in there as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it's still a plan, so we will see how things go.
Yeah. I do feel as though it's going to go well, sweetheart. I honestly do, because you're one of these people that can see something bad coming from a mile off, we'll say that. But I don't think you haven't seen anything to do with this investment that's bad. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't feel as though you've made any sort of... I don't think you've found anything bad with this investment. So, yeah, I'd say it's going to be a good investment for you, sweetheart, as well. I do feel as though it's going to be... worthwhile. I'll say that. I'll say it's going to be worthwhile. Would that make sense?
Yes, I've been spending a lot of time reading about it. Thank you, Tina. I think we should.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Hope you feel better soon. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Dave. We might come back to Deep a little bit later in the show, anyway. As we may do with our next call, because at the moment the call queue is very quiet. There were five at the start of the show and three of them had disappeared somewhere. So I really don't know what's going on. Okay, right. Holly.
Good evening.
Hi.
Holly.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. My voice is starting to strain again now at the minute. But, yeah, I'm not doing too bad, thank you.
Just anything you pick up on, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, Holly. Holly, would you understand feeling a little excited this week for some reason, please?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm picking up the vibe of excitement from you. Okay. And it's telling me that there's something good come towards you, or you've had some news of some sort. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes. I think it's with work.
Good, good. I'm pleased for you, darling, because that's a sign of things starting to look up for you, darling. Okay. You need to keep with this positive vibe, Holly, because I do feel as though there's things starting to look up for you, darling. All right? And I do honestly feel as though things are going to start getting better for you. I do feel as though with this excitement that's inside of you, I think it's opened up a new avenue of a way you've started to think. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel as though you need to keep it up, sweetheart. You really need to keep that up because I'm actually feeling it, believe it or not. I feel as though you're all giddy inside as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, I can feel you smiling as well. I feel your smile. I do feel your smile. I am feeling that smile coming from you. It's a really good thing. I do feel as though it's going to be one of more events coming up for you, darling. Okay, that's positive events, not bad events. Positive events. So you need to keep that positive vibe inside of you, darling. Holly, would you understand that you've been around some water today, please? Some really beautiful water.
If I look out my window, that I see the ocean. So, yeah, I'm always by water.
Right, okay. I feel as though you've been gazing. I wouldn't say gazing as in, like, just looking around on the ocean. I feel as though you've been gazing into the ocean and looking deep down into the ocean, trying to gather some thoughts. Would that make sense?
I'm not sure about that one.
I do feel as though you have been, darling, honestly. Honestly, I do feel as though you have been, because I feel as though there's some thoughts in your mind, okay, that you've been thinking about. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because these are the thoughts that I'm thinking. I'm getting thoughts of you from your thinking, darling. I do feel as though you're still thinking about a certain person as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And I do feel as though this certain person is going to come into your life, but when is another question, okay?
Yeah.
When you start talking, I feel as though is another question as well, darling. But I do feel where work's concerned, sweetheart, I do feel as though things are going to get better for you. Okay. I do feel as though things are going to get better for you because I feel as though, I don't know what it is, but I can't pinpoint it, Holly, but there's something about work that's made you really excited. Okay. I don't know whether it's something to do with going up in rank at work or something. But I do feel as
though
it's giving you some good news. What?
I'm going to get more hours because right now I'm part-time.
I do feel as though, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel as well one of your bosses has been paying you a compliment. Would that make sense at all?
I haven't heard it yet.
Well, keep with it. Because I do feel as though one of your bosses is going to pay you a compliment of the work that you've been doing. I don't know what sort of work you do, sweetheart, okay. But
sure.
I do feel as though your boss is going to give you some sort of compliment. Well,
okay.
I do really feel it. And I also feel as though there's somebody going to approach you. There's somebody going to approach you and ask you for a reading. I feel as though there's somebody going to approach you and ask you for a reading. Because I feel as though word's getting around where you are now. Okay, I don't know if you've told anybody that you're a medium, darling, but I've got this feeling that someone's going to approach you and ask you for a reading. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it's going to come from, but I feel as though it could be a gentleman figure that's going to approach you. Okay. I don't know if you've told anybody that you're a medium or anything, darling, but I do feel as though this is what's going to happen.
A lot of people know.
Yeah.
Whenever I do my own show.
Yeah, I do feel as though somebody's going to actually approach you in person, though.
Oh,
I do, honestly.
Okay.
I do feel as though someone's going to approach you in person, darling. I honestly do. I've got this figure just coming up to you and speaking to you and then asking you if you'd do them a reading. Okay.
This is what I'm
getting a vision of. All right, darling. This is definitely what I'm getting a vision of. Okay. But I do feel as though it's a youngish fella as well that's going to approach you. I honestly do feel as though it's going to be a young fella that's going to approach you, darling. I really do. So just keep an eye out for that as well, Holly. But I do feel as though where your readings are concerned as well, I do feel as though you're on the up with them as well. I honestly do. I honestly feel as though you're on the up with them as well, sweetheart. And Spirit are definitely working with you to get you up there. Okay. I do feel as though Spirit are working with you to get you up there, because I feel as though the more and more you go, the more and more Spirit are going to want out of you, okay? Because you're one of these that can be very, very powerful, Holly. You're one that's very, very powerful with your readings. You're one of these that's very powerful with your thoughts as well. And I do feel as though you've got a good connection to your guides as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, your guides are definitely saying to me they're going to try and see if they can put the boundaries, but help you do that little bit more to become more discerning of what you have to do and more discerning of what beings you've got around you as well. They're saying to me also the beings because I'm getting the feeling of some beings that are not transcended. They're not transcended over to.
I help them cross over. Yeah, I do
Wow.
I haven't done that in a while, and I just started thinking about that the other day, and that I need to help more people cross over. That's crazy, right there.
I'd keep thinking about it, sweetheart. I think this is where you guys want to work with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I do think this is where you guys want to work with you, darling. I do feel as though that.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I'd do it, darling.
I haven't done it in years.
Yeah. I'd do it because I do feel, honestly, you've got a few stuck souls around you.
I feel as though you've got a few stuck souls around you.
You see, with me, I wouldn't even know where to start with that. I wouldn't know where to start with it. But you can. You can start with it. You've got to just discern of what beings are who. Would you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, I usually do women and children first. I know that sounds crazy, but...
Yeah. No, that's what you need to do, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Holly, would you understand that you've been feeling a child around you just lately?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay. Because I feel there is a child around you. Okay. And I don't... I feel as though it's a little girl around you. Okay, I feel as though there's a little girl around you. All right, darling. And she's, like, really close to you. She's really clinging on to you. And she's very much around you. She's so beautiful. She's got like little long blonde hairish. She's like little blonde. She's beautiful. And she's very much around you. Yeah, she's very much around you, darling. She's very much around you. I'd say she'd be in the region of maybe, I don't know. I'd say maybe 6 or 7 right now. Would that make sense?
No, I'm not really sure, to be honest. But thank you for everything. It was nice talking
to you.
Okay,
then, sweetheart. Okay, thank you, darling. Nice talking to you too.
Bye.
Okay, thank you,
bye,
honey.
darling.
You know, what I'd have to say on that one, because I me and the wife used to do work like that, and especially when we first moved into this property, there were three children around at that time. They don't come anymore, probably because they feel they don't need to, you know. And I feel that they did come back once or twice in the beginning, more or less to say thank you more than anything else. But the emotional attachment, it can be a very emotional experience. And the one thing I want to get over there to anybody that's able to do that, because we're all able to do it. In you just need to actually believe that you can. If you feel bad at any time, and you feel negative in any way, get the hell out of there, you know, because it's like that is just, that attachment is just not what it appears to be, yeah? So if it makes you feel ill, makes you feel bad, just get away from there as quick as you possibly can. And take your advice from your guides, because your guides will never let you down. Yeah, so whatever you're hearing from your guide, you know, take their advice and take all caution in those matters, yeah? Because it's not the easiest thing to do, you know. And when you're helping one person to pass, if you're not protected yourself, then you can invite all sorts of negative energy in, yeah, and you'll be very surprised what can happen. So protect yourself first and foremost, yeah. Right, let's see where we're going. Right, line three has come back. Now line three, it's either, and because I'm seeing is all the ones. We didn't have a chance to screen them because they kept disappearing, but we're going to have another go. And I've got a feeling it's Queen.
Good evening.
Hi, Mr. Murray. Thank you, Mr. Kern. It's Veronica.
It's Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, ma'am. Yes, beautiful. Sorry to interrupt. I have a question for you. Hey, what you told me about 5 weeks, 6 weeks ago, okay, it's coming true right now, this present moment. So thank you again. You need your acknowledgement for that. There's no play or no game here at the Psychic Network. But what I need to ask you is that there was a consultation yesterday with my parent because the step-parent told her some things, and then my siblings came. I wasn't there. I just want to know if there's going to be some form of problem. I think I'm looking already to leave. Can you please advise me on this? And then I have some other few questions on this topic. But
I'm not quite understanding the question, Veronica. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I want to know where am I right now with my parent, my step-parent? If there's going to be any problem or chaos, or what are they thinking to me? Like, are they going to give me any chaos or problems recently with my siblings? They want to start some problems.
No, I don't feel they're going to give you any sort of problems, darling, to be perfectly honest. I do feel, honestly, that things are settled at this precise minute. Okay, things are settled at this precise minute. I don't feel as though you're going to get any sort of problems at all. I don't feel there is any problems, okay? I do, honestly don't feel as though there is any problems. I do honestly feel as though nobody's going to give you any problems at all for what you want to do. All right, my darling. With you, what you've got planned, you need to keep going ahead with it, okay? Because I do feel as though what you've got planned, sweetheart, is going to take off and it's going to be a success. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, I do feel as though you need to keep with it, Veronica.
She comforted me yesterday, last night, with some awful things. And she said some things that my young sibling did. And a lot of those things that literally... I mean, my brain is, like, literally taking her to, you know, I might have taken her to court. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm so saying my mind. But
yeah.
I just want to ask you.
I just feel that, Veronica, you need to ignore all the negativity because I think it's because with you having the thoughts that you've got, should I say the positive thoughts that you've got through going through you at this precise minute? I think this is their way of saying, well, they may be a bit jealous of you, darling, because you've got ambition, okay? You've got ambition. I do feel as though they've got no ambition whatsoever. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I do feel as though you really ought to ignore the negative comments that's coming between you, darling. I do honestly feel as though you need to ignore that negative comment, darling, because I honestly do feel as though there's some jealousy around you, okay? This is what I'm getting. I do feel as though there is jealousy around you, sweetheart, all right? Because jealousy can be a very cruel thing, and it can be very, what should I say? It can be very, very off-putting, and it can cause a lot of negativity, okay? It can cause a lot of negativity. And if someone's up in the positives, like you're in the positive, Veronica, it's their way of trying to bring you down. Would you understand what I'm trying to say? I do feel as though because you've got a lot of ambition and a lot of positivity, sweetheart, I honestly do feel as though this is why they're doing it, okay? Because they want to try and stop you doing from what you're doing. All right, darling. They're trying to stop you from moving on with your life and becoming successful like you want to be. Okay, this is the vibe that I'm getting from it. Okay, this is the vibe that I'm getting from it. This is the reason why you're getting so much negativity towards you, darling. Okay, they're being very, very cruel, I'd say. Would that make sense?
Yes. What about my step parent? Is he going to be creating me problems? He almost got it. He is doing some problem.
I don't feel as though he's going to do any problems. I don't feel with your step parents. I feel as though they're all saying no action. Okay, I say they're all saying no action. There again is another form of jealousy. All right, darling. I do feel as though that's another form of jealousy, all right? And I do understand how you're feeling, darling. I really do, because I'm feeling your emotion. I'm really feeling your emotion right now, okay? But I do feel as though it's not just a form of jealousy, darling. That's all I'm feeling, okay? I want you to understand that this jealousy is going to try and knock your confidence, all right? And I want you to keep confident, darling. I do honestly want you to keep confident because I don't know why they're all of a sudden being cruel to you, not after what you've done with them and you've been helping them as well. Would that make sense?
Exactly. So I want to know if they have a hidden agenda. Is there any hidden agenda at this time?
I don't feel as though there's any hidden agenda, darling.
Okay,
I really don't. Sorry?
What about they were going to call the PL, the you know?
I don't think they're going to cause anything, darling. Honestly, don't think they're going to cause anything. I could be wrong, but I don't feel as though they're going to cause anything. All right? I do feel as though you need to just try and move away from them. I do feel as though you need to try and get away from them all, to be perfectly honest. All right. And I do feel as though there's a movement, there's a move coming towards you as well, Veronica. All right. I do feel as though you need to be where it is nice, calm and collective for you. Okay. Instead of looking around for places for everybody else, I suggest you start looking for yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, I do feel as though you should start looking for yourself, darling. Okay. Because I feel at this precise minute you need the peace and quiet and you need the calm and relaxed atmosphere around you to gather your thoughts, to do what you have to do as well. All right, darling. And I really do suggest that. I do honestly as well suggest that you find yourself somewhere. I feel when you get home, find some peace and quiet, bit of meditation. I do feel so you need to do a bit of meditation, sweetheart. All right, because I do feel as though you need that inner calmness. You do need that inner calmness, darling. Okay. I honestly do feel that you do need that inner calmness, because at this precise minute, your mind's such on overdrive that it's not letting you sleep. Would that make sense? Veronica?
Ah, right, okay. We've lost the line with Veronica. All right. We're going to have to move on then. All right, so what we will do, because we've reached the halfway mark, we're going to take a little break. Veronica may call back, which means that we'll take Veronica again in the second half, and we'll try and go back into that. But once the energy goes, it's very hard to get back into, so it'll be a brand new reading there. Veronica does come back. Right, so let's take a break then.
I'm
Okay, we're back, and we have a call queue that has reached 9, which means that 9 people have called in. It doesn't mean that they're still here. Some of them have had the reading and gone already. So we've reached line 9, meaning that 9 people have called, as I said. Now, the shows here are based on support and donations. Please, if you could consider putting something in the pot after your reading, during your reading, or before your reading even, it would be appreciated. Yeah, the PayPal buttons are live and active on every show page. So, you know, it's just a clickable link there. Yeah. So clickable link take you straight into PayPal, where all you need is an email address. Yeah. So address. Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. Address. I just tried. All right. Yes, don't know where that comes from. Right, but as I say there, those links active on every show. Ken's group there will take you off to the group at Facebook there, where you can have a look around, meet some of our readers, if not all of them. I know at least 3 to 4 of our readers are there at the moment, if not more. And there's new members joining all the time. So we're getting quite a following there in the group, which means that people are actually looking at the group page, if not joining the shows. So, you know, your support is imperative if we're going to keep going. Yeah, and we've got another 12 months coming up in front of us, so we're looking forward to doing it into 2022 for you, all being well. And you know, it's very hard to keep our readers with us, because they move on very often to do other things. I know Tina's life is becoming very busy there at the moment, so we, you know, I mean, we don't want to lose Tina, of course, but we could lose her at any point. And it happens because people move on to do other things. And, you know, to keep the shows going and getting people involved in wanting to do the shows for you is a task on its own. So without those donations and the support, we won't be able to do them. And, you know, everybody there that comes to do shows with us there are here purely voluntary. Yeah? So they don't get nothing out of it for themselves at all, unless they are doing a private, which we can do. We have set up privates through the studio before. It's a convenient way for people to get a reading, because it's just a matter of calling the usual Blog Talk number. Hello, Jessica. Jessica joining early there this evening. Nice to see you there, Jessica, meaning that you will get a reading this evening. You know, it's because cinders will go to the ball. Yeah, because we've got an hour to go, of course, meaning that, you know, we will reach you this evening, without a doubt. Okay. Right. Then let's see where we're going then. Right, So we're going to bring Tina back in. And the last call was with 96, I do believe. 95. 95 was the last call. So we should be with Keisha, which is line 6. And here
good
she
evening.
Is.
Good
Keisha?
Evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Keisha, are you with me?
Yes.
Good evening, Keisha.
Good evening.
Just calling to
see what do you see as far as my schooling. If you saw me going back, and if I should stop working.
If you should start working, Keisha, sorry.
Yes.
Right, okay. I do feel as though, sweetheart, you could probably manage both. I do feel as though you could manage schooling and working, darling, to be honest. I do see you going back to school. Okay. And I do see you doing what you want to do when you're at school as well. Because I do feel as though the job that you want to do is a very caring full job. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do see you working that job. Okay. I do feel as though you can work that job, work a job and do your schooling at the same time. And I do feel as though, yes, I appreciate you've maybe got little ones that rely on you as well, have you? If that sort of makes sense, please.
Right now, no.
I do see that you can work and do your schooling at the same time, love. Okay, I do feel as though you can do your work and do schooling at the same time. Because I do feel as though you're very high-spirited. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
I do feel as though you're very high-spirited.
Yes. Do you get any messages? Because I'm trying to see. I have a decision. I can move right now or I can stay where I'm at. Do you see which one will be the better opportunity?
Keisha, would you understand that you've got a lady figure around you that's in spirit, please? Would you understand a lady figure in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay. You've very much got a lady figure around you, and I do feel as though she's got a very caring nature about her. Okay. I do feel as though when this lady figure was here as well, I do feel as though you was quite close to her. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying to me, sweetheart, the decisions that you want to make are entirely your own decisions, okay? But if you do feel one is better than the other, then you go with the one that you feel that you're feeling the most. Would that make sense at all to you, please?
Okay.
Okay. She's saying that you're feeling as though you want to do one more than the other way of moving's concerned. Okay. She just said to me, she's no matter where you go, she's always going to be with you.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
She's always going to be with you because I do feel as though you were one of her favourites. Okay. I do feel as though you was one of her favourites. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. She does. She's very much guiding you, sweetheart. She's very much guiding you. I must say, she is very much guiding you, darling. She wants you to know that she's going to be guiding you for every decision that you want to do. All right. But if it feels as though it gets too much for you, she just said to me, Keisha, you need to call upon her. Okay.
Okay.
This is what she's saying. If you feel as though it's too much for you, you need to call upon her because she wants you to know that no matter what decisions you make in life, darling, she's always going to be proud of you no matter what.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, she's going to be proud of you no matter what, she's just said to me. All right. So the decisions, whether you want to move or not, is entirely your decision. But I'm feeling as though you're leaning more to staying to where you are. Would that make sense?
Can you say it again? My phone was low.
I feel as though you're wanting to stay where you are. The decision to want to stay where you are is the more decision that you're leaning towards. Would that make sense at all?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I do feel as though you have got decisions to make, darling. Yeah, I will give you that. You've got decisions to make. But I think you've pretty much made your decision where moving's concerned. Okay. I do feel as though you've pretty much made your decision there. But this lady is there and she wants to help you through, darling. Okay.
Okay. Do you
but
see
she's
me,
always going to be around you.
Okay. Do you see me leaving my current job or staying there?
I do feel, you're wanting to go back to school. I do see you staying there because I do see you making the decision to stay there until you get the job that you actually do want. Would that make sense to you, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do feel as though you're going to stay there, darling, until you get the decision you want to make, the job that you want to do. Okay, and the qualifications, because I feel as though you're working towards, you want to work towards a qualification for this job. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel by this time next year that you will have this qualification, darling. I honestly do feel as though by this time next year you will have that qualification. Okay, and then you can get the job that you want as well. You can get the job that you want. And I do feel as though you're going to be very good at the job that you want to do as well. With the nature that you've got as well, with the caring nature that you've got, the helping nature that you've got. I do feel also as well, Keisha, that you've got some sort of a teacher inspiration inside of you as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel that, darling. That's what I'm feeling. I do feel as though you've got some sort of teaching inspiration inside of you as well. And with that, I do feel as though you will get the qualification that you want for the job that you want, okay?
Okay. And what about relationships?
I do see a relationship coming towards you, darling. I do see a gentleman figure coming into your life, but I don't think it will be maybe... I'd say maybe this time next year, darling, because I do feel as though you want to get your qualifications out the way and get your schooling out the way before and get the job that you want before settling down. Would that make sense?
Yes. But what about the one that I'm dating now?
The one that you're dating now, I didn't pick up on him, but I do feel as though he is very caring towards you. I do feel that. Would that make sense?
Yes.
I do honestly feel as though he'll support you in all the decisions that you're making as well. And I do feel as though this guy is one of these that will sit and listen to you if you've got anything wrong with you. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though this guy is really, how can I put it, without putting it too drastic. I do feel as though this guy's really into you. I'll say that, shall I? I do feel as though he does like you, and I don't feel as though you've been dating very long either. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, but I do feel as though he is going to be around for you, darling, and I do feel as though if you get stuck with anything as well, I do feel as though he's going to be helping you with that as well. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel as though he's quite easy to talk to as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, I do feel as though that would be easy, a lot easier to talk to for you. And I do feel as though in time, I do feel as though you could settle down with this one as well. I do honestly feel as though you could settle down with him as well. But I do feel as though you feel a bit nervous around him as well. Would that make sense? I don't feel as though you need to be nervous around him, darling. Yeah? I don't feel as though you need to be nervous around him, to be honest. Because okay. I do feel as though he is one of these that will calm you down if anxiety does actually get a hold of you. Because I do okay. feel sometimes you do feel anxious about some things. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel it's all right for you, darling. I do feel as though he's all right for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Keisha. Now, okay, we mentioned earlier that our talk queue was building up. We've reached line 13. Would you believe? Which means that there are 13 people that have called in. They're not all still here, but there are 13 people that have called this evening. Now, if anybody is hearing a strange buzzing sound coming through when I open my microphone, it's because my computer is doing something weird at the moment, and it's a loud buzzing noise coming from it, so it's about to blow up. Somebody's pressed the donation button. Yeah, right. But I must honestly say, now, I don't want to embarrass anybody by doing this. And there's a lady that's not too far away. That's in our group. Yes. Right. She's the administrator of our group, and she's also the reader this evening. There you are. So you've had all the clues that you need to who this lady is, and you know she's going to open her mouth, and she's going to have a go at you herself because it's just not on. There is 13 people, as I said, in the call queue. We have 4 subscribers in the queue this evening, which means that they've already paid. But can I honestly say, out of 13 people in a call queue on a 2-hour show, and we got through 14 the other night, how many of them do you think actually bothered to donate? 2 bothered to donate out of 14. Now, it's just not good enough. If we're going to keep the shows going, 4 days' time, we pay for yet another month. I am in 2 minds whether to do that, and I can withdraw my money at any time, and if I don't pay for the next month, there will be no shows. So, you know, dip your hand into your purse and think about it, because we really need to keep these shows going for you. Yeah, and without your support, they're going to disappear. Yeah? Right. Okay. This noise is getting quite annoying now. Right, okay. We've got to bring Tina back. We should be with line 7 if I can find them. And that is going to be Christy. So just bear with me. Cork here is jumping up and down a bit. All right, okay. Christy.
Good evening, Christy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, darling.
I'm good, darling. Good, thank you. I've been having, I just don't like confrontation. I don't like being judged or judging other people. But my sister and I have been at it, and I'm just wondering how long it's going to last, or I'm not sure because I just don't like where we're at with my sister and I right now. And
okay.
She just, like lately has been just different.
Okay. I do feel as though, Christy, it's coming over that your sister's got some stress in her life. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
I do feel as though, because I do feel as though you and your sister are normally quite close as well. Would that make sense?
A little bit. We're a good age difference as well, so. I mean, but we've never been like this.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to last very long, Christy, because I do feel as though your sister's got a lot of stress on right now, and I think she just needs to vent a little bit, okay? I do feel as though she needs to vent a little bit, sweetheart, because there's something going on around her as well that she's not opening up about. There's something that she's keeping hidden from people, okay? I do feel as though it's a bit of anxiety with her as well. I do feel on that as well. I do feel as though she's got a little bit of depression setting in. I wonder if have you noticed that at all, please?
I have recently, but I'm not sure about how recent, like as in yesterday or, you know, a couple of days ago, but recently, yes.
Okay. Would you understand an anniversary or a birthday coming up, darling, that could be, that's hitting her at all, please?
For me or for her?
For both of you. Is there an anniversary or a birthday coming up that she could be thinking about as well?
No.
Okay.
Well, not that I know of, at least.
Okay, because I am getting the feeling this is not going to last very long, darling. I don't feel as though it's going to last very long at all. I do honestly feel as though she is going to snap out of it, darling, and I do feel you're going to go back onto normal talking circumstance. I honestly feel as well, once she's got some vent out of her system, I do feel as though it's not just you she's... venting with. I do feel as though she's been venting with other people as well around her, and I do feel as though other people around her have noticed change in her as well. I do really put it down to stress though, Christy, because I honestly feel as though she's stressed. I'm getting a sense of being stressed from her.
Okay.
I honestly don't think it's anything. I honestly, it's not anything that you've done wrong, darling. I just feel as though she just needs to open up and talk. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like when she does get stressed out, she just finds things about me that nitpick that are just unnecessary, really, because it's my life and it's not harming nobody. So don't.
No. I think what you need to do as well with you being like you are, I feel as though you need to call upon the spirits to help you as well. I do feel as though you need to call upon the spirits as well to help you. And I do feel as though you've got one special spirit around you that is willing to help you. Okay?
Okay.
I honestly do feel as though you've got one special spirit around you that's wanting to help you. I do feel as though if you call on this special spirit as well, sweetheart, I do feel things might start easing off a little bit, okay? Because I do feel as though she's got a bit of anger inside of her. For what she's got anger inside of her, I don't know, okay? But it's not fair to nitpick at you and with her not, so, and her not opening up and speaking about what's going on inside of her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is what she needs to do. This is what she needs to do. She needs to vent and she needs to open up and speak about what's going on inside of her, darling. Okay.
Do I allow her to approach me or do I, like, keep on trying to talk to her?
I've tried to keep talking to her and asked her why she's been like she is. Okay. I do feel as though she might open up. Okay, I do feel as though she might open up to you, darling. I honestly feel as though she wants to open up, but I don't feel as though she knows how to open up. Okay, I don't know if that makes sense. But I do feel as though your sister's one of these that likes to keep things close to her chest. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I'm learning that about her, yeah.
Yeah, I do feel as though your sister's one of these that likes to keep things close to her chest, darling. But without her opening up, nobody's going to know what's going on inside of her. Okay? Nobody's not going to know what's going on inside of her. But I do feel where your anguish is coming from, sweetheart. I honestly do. It's upsetting you that she's like she is, okay? But I do feel as though if you call upon one spirit, a special spirit, I do feel, okay? So I do feel as though you've got a special spirit around you. Would you understand that?
I don't know what that means.
You've got one very special. It's like a special person in spirit that you was close to, or there is a special person in spirit that's around you. Would you understand the special person in spirit, please?
Yeah, it could be either my grandmother or my dad, one or the other.
Yeah, yeah. I do feel as though there's a special spirit around you. There's a special someone around you. If you call upon this special someone, I do feel as though they'll come and help you as well, darling, to take the anguish away from you. So it gives you the strength so you can basically ask your sister what's going on inside of her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Is there any other questions, sweetheart?
No. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Christy.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Okay. What's happening? Sound has gone.
Yeah, we was waiting for you because I finished the call.
Right, okay. Is that call finished?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come back from the screening room and I could hear no sound. Okay, yeah, crazy. Because as I'm screening there, you know, obviously the show, I can't hear nothing. And then when I come back, I thought, where has everybody gone? We're up to 15. So we've reached 15 callers in the call queue, which means that there are 15 people that have called this evening. Now, this has been a suggestion, and it's going to happen, and it's going to start now, because the last four people that called have only just joined the show. Yeah? And it's the only four people that seem to have ears between them, yeah? Because nobody else is listening, so they don't get a reading then, do they? Okay, so we're with Dani Marie. Dani.
Hello.
Good evening.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Dani Marie. Blessings.
Good evening. How can I help?
Good evening. Yes, this is my first time getting a reading on this show. It sounds amazing thus far. I would like to know, please, what spiritual or psychic gifts that you see that I have, as well as if you see me getting into a romantic relationship anytime soon.
Okay. Where the spiritual or psychic gift that you've got, I do feel as though you can do what I can do. Okay.
Really?
I do feel as though you can do what I can do. Because
okay.
you don't hear the spirits around you, but you sense them around you. Would that make sense?
Yes. Well,
okay.
Actually, the opposite makes sense, but yeah.
Okay, so you do hear them as well then?
Yes.
Right, okay.
But I just am not sure if it's me or my higher self or the spirit. I don't know how to decipher.
Right, okay. What you've got to do with that, okay, what you've got to do with that then, you've got to discern whether it's yourself that's putting the thoughts around yourself or whether it's just your higher self. Okay.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Sorry,
my higher self.
Sorry, I'm struggling with my voice at this precise minute because I've still got a cold. Okay.
Oh,
you've got,
your voice is beautiful.
You've got to discern, okay, what's coming to you. This is what you've got. Is this a message for me or is this a message from spirit that somebody, that I've got to give to someone? Okay. But please do not, when you say, if you stood next to someone and you get a feeling from somebody, okay, and you get a voice in your head saying, oh, that's the person I need to speak to, please do not just approach them and say, oh, I've got this person for you, I've got that person for you. Okay. Introduce yourself as a spiritual medium and ask them, oh, would you accept a message from spirit? Because if you go straight in for the kill, it's called intrusive. You're being intrusive. Okay.
Oh,
so when you do
okay.
that, you've got to ask them, basically, would they accept a message from spirit, okay? Because this is what I've actually been, like, learning about as well, because
okay.
I'm doing an upgraded version of my mediumship at this precise minute.
Okay.
But I do feel as though you've got empathy inside of you as well. Okay.
I feel as though you're empath
inside of you as well. So
yeah.
You've got to discern between your empathy and your mediumship because you've got the both. Okay. So you've got to try and work out, you've got to sit and work out, all right, sweetheart. And I do suggest meditation is good for that.
Okay.
I do suggest meditation is good for that work. You try and reach spirit guides as well. When you're meditating, you've got to set the intention that you want to talk to your spirit guides as well. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Then they can help you. Okay. They can help you through the dissertation of what you can deceive as spirit or what you can deceive as, like, we'll say a spirit that's a lighter being and a spirit that's a non-lighter being. I mean, a spirit that's like maybe a stuck soul as well. Okay. You've got to try and discern the difference between them. But I do feel as though you could do what I can do, sweetheart. I really do, honestly. I do
Amazing.
Honestly feel that you've got mediumship inside of you.
Thank you. That means the
I
world
do.
To me.
It's okay. And I do, where a relationship's coming, I do feel as though there's one coming for you, sweetheart. When is another question? As you probably know, spirit doesn't have a timeline, darling. Okay? Spirit
mm-hmm.
doesn't have a timeline. They will bring somebody in for you, but it will be on their own time.
Okay?
When they feel it's right. Okay, when they feel it's the right time for you. But I do see a relationship coming towards you, sweetheart, and I do honestly feel as though this relationship with this person that's coming into your life, I do feel as though you're going to have a connection. I do honestly feel as though you're going to have a connection with this person. All right, my darling. I honestly feel as though this person will treat you how you want to be treated.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I do feel as though, excuse me for saying, okay, this is not
mm-hmm.
me. You've got a spirit around you that's
mm-hmm.
just said to me, sweetheart, that you've not been treated like you should be in the past. Would that make sense?
Absolute sense. Yes.
Right. Okay. I've got somebody around you. I feel as though it's a gentleman figure. What do you understand a gentleman figure in spirit?
There are quite a few people that have passed that I'm aware of, but I don't know who's around me.
Right, okay. I feel as though it could be a grandfather.
Okay, yes, both of my grandfathers
grandfather?
have passed. both grandfathers have passed as well as my father.
Right, okay. Okay. It's definitely a male, and he's saying to, he's just said to me, sweetheart, he wants you to be happy, and he doesn't want you to be trapped like you have been in the past. So it could be your grandfather that's saying this, or it could be your father. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
I do feel as though this gentleman, that somebody around when he passed, I do feel as though somebody felt as though it was a massive tragedy and a massive loss to them. Would that make sense?
Yes, yes. Yes, that would make sense. My father, as a matter of fact, I was 7 months pregnant with my son, my youngest child, now 17. When he passed away, my only boy, and then I had developed a brain tumor less than 3 weeks after my son was born.
Oh.
And it was very devastating to lose my dad and then have my son and then have the brain tumor. And he was the youngest of five. I have four daughters that are older than him. And my dad was my best friend.
I do feel it could be dad. I do feel as though it could be dad that's with you. But there is another gentleman with him. I do feel as though it could be his dad.
Okay.
Feel as though it could be his dad that's with him.
Okay. I haven't, I don't remember ever meeting my dad's father, but my mom's father, I was around until he passed away when I was a child.
Yeah. I do feel as though his dad's around you, and I do feel as though his dad is around you, and his dad has been watching you since you've been born, okay?
Okay, okay.
His dad has actually been guiding you to where you are today.
Wow, okay.
Okay, to where you are today, because I do feel as though when dad's dad was here, I do feel as though he was a very intelligent being, because he's coming across to me as very intelligent. Okay.
Yes.
I do feel as though he's come across very much to me as an intelligent being, sweetheart. All right.
Yes.
And I do feel as though this intelligence has been rubbing off on you, because I feel as though you're very ambitious. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is going to be my next question.
Yeah. I do feel as though you're very ambitious. Okay, and I do feel as though you're working towards something.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That was going to be my question.
I do feel as though you're working towards something, and you are going to be successful at working towards this thing.
Oh,
okay.
That would be so amazing. Yes.
Yeah, I do feel as though you're walking towards it, and I do feel as though you're going to be very successful working towards it as well, sweetheart. I honestly do. I feel as though Grandad's got your life mapped out for you. Okay.
Wow.
I can see
amazing.
That he's giving me this path inside of me, in my mind's eye, okay? And I feel as though it's a golden path. Okay.
Wow.
It's looking as though it's a golden path. All right.
Okay.
This is another thing that I do as well. I get visions when Spirit put visions into my head. I feel as though it's a golden path, and I do feel as though it's this golden path that you're working towards. Okay.
Wow. And what is the golden path?
It's just the path that you've set, that you've got for yourself. Okay. But your granddad's making it out as though it's golden.
Okay.
Your granddad's making it out as though it's golden. But it's the path that you're working towards, and it's a path that you've set yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it would. Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
I do see you working up this path, and I do feel as though you're going to be very successful working up this path as well. And I do feel as though everybody around you is very happy for you as well at the same time.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart.
Yes. Because that path is pretty much everything that you've said. I'm in the process of starting a business,
right.
doing what you're doing, and this is what I feel that I should be doing.
Yeah.
So this is what I've been preparing for.
Yeah.
But
well, if you're on Facebook and you'd like to speak to me a little bit more, my link is actually on the show page.
Okay. 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 Perfect.
So thank you for calling in, sweetheart. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
You're
many
more than welcome. Thank
you.
Many blessings to you, darling.
Hey. Thank you, Danny. Before you drift away there, where does your name originate from?
My birth name is Danielle, but ever since I was an infant, my father always called me Danny, and that's what I'm known as. The only time anybody calls me Danielle is if they're asking for my driver's license.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
As a result,
I saw the hyphen over the A, you know. And
yes.
I thought, okay, I have to ask where the name came from because
it's with the long A, not Danny. A lot of people will say Danny, and it's Danny.
That's right. Yeah, because the A is actually pronounced as an A. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
It's all right. I'm taking languages at the moment, and it just intrigued me about that, yeah?
Yes, yes. That's wonderful. I hope to take some languages, too. I would love to learn to speak some other languages.
Thanks, Danny. Okay. Danny, then. Okay. As in Danielle. Okay, right. Oh, lovely. Let's see where we are. Now we are, as I said, we're taking the people that have actually bothered to present themselves and donate there this evening. The other people, if they can't present themselves and support us, then I'm afraid out of 15 callers in a court queue, then we will take those that have bothered to support us first, and that's the way it's going to be. That's the way the cookie crumbles, and from now on, you know, if we don't get the support, then we can't bring you the shows in the first place. Danielle there calling for the first time on the show, clear hearing what we were saying and taking note of it. You know, it is there, ladies and gents. It is on every show page. There is no excuse. Yeah. Right then. Let's see. Okay. Kerry.
Good evening.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're more than welcome. How can I help you?
Well, my name is Carrie. I'm calling in from Rhode Island. I have some just sort of questions regarding a relationship I've been in for the past few months. Open to any energies or messages you pick up regarding that without giving you too much information, just whether it's going to validate how I already feel or what my intuition's already telling me. but it just sort of kind of dissipated abruptly. And there's still that lingering connection. I'm trying to work through that at the moment.
Okay. Would you understand that you've been feeling a lot of suspicion around yourself or regarding your partner, please?
Not necessarily suspicion, just avoidance of feeling somewhat.
Right, okay. Because I'm feeling as though I'm getting the feeling of suspicion as well. I don't know why that is, but I'm getting the feeling of suspicion, okay? Honestly feeling as though avoidance is another one as well for you. I do feel as though you're feeling as though things are not moving on like quite like they should do. Would that make sense?
Yeah, well, there's some other things that occurred, but yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay. As your own gut's telling you what you're feeling, and normally that spirit giving you a message as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you get a gut instinct, it's normally spirit that's working with you as well, sweetheart, all right?
Okay.
The spirit's trying to tell you something, all right, as well. This is where your gut instinct is actually kicking in. All right, love.
It's
your
confusing
gut instinct.
Me. It's confusing
I'm getting the feeling that you've been feeling something deep down in your soul. We'll say we call it as a gut instinct, sweetheart, that you've been thinking about with something that's been giving you a lot of problems. And as I say, it's a gut instinct, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With these, it's normally spirit working with you as well. When you're getting a gut instinct, it's spirit working with you as well, sweetheart. Okay. So what they're trying to tell you is healing. Okay.
Unfortunately, that's what they're telling you. It tells me to reach out and to try to connect because the feelings are there. It's just, I think there was just commitment issues. Just, you know, and we're not on the same page with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where it's confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is what, if that's what your gut's telling you, you can only go with what your gut's trying to tell you, sweetheart. Okay.
Right.
But what I do also as well, I'd get in touch with this person and basically ask the questions that you're wanting the answers to, because I do feel as though the questions you're wanting your answers to as well. Would that make sense?
Yep, we've been doing that. It just seems a little disconnected. Yeah, it's just where do you go from here?
Yeah, I do feel as though that's what you need to do, sweetheart, okay, as well. I do feel as though you need to get the answers to the questions that you want before making any sort of final decision.
Okay.
Okay. Because I do feel as though you've got decisions inside of you. Do I do this? Do I do that? Or should I say there's questions as well in there. But I do feel as though there's decisions to be made in there as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. This is where it's going to get really confusing. I do feel as though you need to ask them questions. I do honestly feel as though them questions are burning somewhere deep down inside of you. Okay. And I do honestly feel you need to ask them questions as well. Okay. And then go with the decisions that you have to be making. Okay. Because I do feel as though you are sensing the avoidingness of this guy. And I do feel as though you are a sense in something as well as something emotional. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'd go with what your gut's telling you, sweetheart. If your gut's telling you to ask the questions, then you need to answer the question. Ask the questions, darling, to be perfectly honest. Okay.
Okay.
Giving you a say, it's going to give you a sense of emotion or a very bad reaction to an emotion if you don't ask the questions, darling, okay? If you don't ask the questions, you're not going to get the answers, basically. And then put your cards out onto the table as well, okay? And ask, and just basically sit him down and talk to him. That's the only advice I could probably give you, darling.
Okay.
Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to know, sweetheart? Sorry.
Well, no, we just both have people in our lives in spirit. And, you know, we went through something together as a couple that kind of affected our connection. So, you know, I mean, those questions are hard for, I think, both of us to answer. And if that's what caused it, you know, it's just sort of how to stop the lingering connection, because there's still a connection there. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is what I'm feeling, darling. I do feel as though you need to ask the questions, darling. Because I do feel as though deep inside your questions are burning you up. Would that make sense?
Somewhat, yeah. But I've asked them and I just get vague answers. So, you know, I didn't know if there was anything else more to pick up on with that rather than just sort of turn to the next page.
To be perfectly honest, I don't know. I do feel as though he's blaming himself for something.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
I do feel as though he's blaming himself for something. not sure what. But I do feel as though he's blaming himself for something, my darling. I really do.
Okay.
And I do feel as though he's uncomfortable within himself as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a few emotional issues going on as well, sweetheart, to be honest.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I do feel as though he's got a few emotional issues going on with himself as well, because I feel as though...
Did you just mention sister by accident? Because that's something I wanted to ask you, too.
No, I do feel as though he's got emotional issues going on inside of him. Okay. There's something you wanted to know about a sister?
Well, his sister passed many years before we met, but I've gone through loss, and I am very empathic and spiritual and sort of process my losses differently and try to open up those conversations with him, and there's just obviously still a lot of pain there. So when I thought I heard you say sister, it just came to mind. So I think that might be weighing on him.
That's probably weighing on him. Maybe there's something happened with his sister that he does blame himself for.
Yes,
okay.
I think so.
It's maybe something that's happened to her that he does actually blame himself for, sweetheart. As I say, you're not going to know unless you get the questions to get the answers from him, darling.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Right. Yes, we can take the guilt of things, especially for, our sisters and brothers. And the guilt goes through the whole family if you're close. I'm not particularly close to my brother and sister, but we do support each other in certain situations. And, that's something that needs to be addressed there, I would say, with that lady. So don't be afraid to ask, and you'd be surprised how much they'll probably open up if the question's put in the right manner. But I would say be delicate about that, because some things are, awkward to talk about. That's all I can say. Right. Okay, let's see where we're going. Ah, we have a gentleman. Okay. Bernard.
Hello.
Good evening, Bernard. How can I help, darling?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm pretty good. I think I talked to you like 3 months ago about my lady friend, like we were real close, and so we sat down and talked, and Sunday, but before that, because we both attracted to each other, and I know she just got a relationship, she won't get hurt, but I want to know if she, I asked her, she said no, but I don't know, is an old flame from the past trying to get back with her? Or is it just she just don't want to get hurt? I know she told me she got a lot of family stuff going on also. I know that, but
I honestly don't feel as though I can see anybody that's trying to get with her, darling. I do feel as though with all this family stuff, I think it's weighing on her a little bit. Okay. I honestly feel as though she feels as though she's a bit suffocated, obviously because of the family stuff that's going on as well. And I feel as though everybody that's in her family, I feel as though talking to her about things, and I feel as though there's people around her that's not respecting her feelings about things. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, she can explain that, yeah.
Yeah, I do feel as though there's people around her not respecting her feelings on stuff. I think there's been points of view being made as well, and I don't feel as though her points of view are being listened to. Okay, I don't feel as though her points of view are being listened to, darling. I honestly feel as though she is under a lot of pressure right now, and I don't feel as though she is ready for another relationship. Okay, but I do feel as though she knows that you're there for her. Would that make sense?
Yep,
Yeah. I'd stay being there for her, sweetheart. Okay. I'd stay being there for her. You never know. In the future, things might change a little bit. Okay. Things may change because I do feel as though you both are attracted to each other. I will say that. But I feel as though on the opposite end, I feel as though you're best friends as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on, carry on, sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, yeah, like last about 2-3 weeks, she's been kind of distant, so.
Yeah, I do feel honestly it's the family stuff that's getting to her, okay? I do feel as though there's a lot of family stuff getting to her, and I do honestly feel as though she's trying to come to terms with something as well. I don't know what she's trying to come to terms with, but I do feel as though she's trying to come to terms with something. Would that make sense at all to you, please?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel honestly, sweetheart, I do feel honestly that she needs time and energy. I do feel as though she's running low on energy as well at this precise minute. Okay. I do honestly feel as though she's running low on energy. As I say, all I can say is that you'd be there for her. Okay? You'd be there for her and be a good friend to her and keep caring for her like the way you are doing. Okay? Because you are very caring towards her. I'm not just saying that it's what I'm feeling. Okay? It's what I'm feeling from you. You're very passionate about this lady. You're very, very, very passionate about this lady, and I do feel that. Okay, this I am feeling the passion from you, all right? And I do feel as though you want to be more than just friends with her. But as I say, just give her the time and let her get her energy back from now and let her get her things sorted out. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I know she has to heal from the last thing, relationship. She's not being intimate with nobody or.
No, she's not. No, I don't feel as though she is, sweetheart. Okay, so you've no need to worry about that. I definitely don't feel as though she's intimate with anybody. I don't feel as though she's ready for a relationship as quite yet because of everything that's going on around her. Okay, but I do feel as though. You just need to be there for her, sweetheart, and just be understanding like you have been doing. Just be comforting her like you have been doing. Would that make sense?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Is there any more questions you'd like to ask, love?
Do you see anybody coming next year?
For you?
No, for me.
Somebody coming... Yeah, I do. I do feel as though there's a new relationship coming for you. Okay. I do feel as though you're one that likes to go out a lot. I'd say not drinking, but going out just maybe just around the town or the village where you live. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though you're going to be going around the town or the village where you live, sweetheart. And I do feel honestly that you're going to be... You'll catch somebody's eye or somebody will catch your eye, okay? And I do feel as though you're going to have an instant connection there as well, love. I honestly do. And I do feel as though it's going to be an instant connection as well. And I do feel as though I'm not... It's somebody that you don't want to be comparing the girl that you... The lady, that you... been talking about. I don't feel as though you need to compare her with this other lady that's going to be you're going to have a connection with. Would you understand what I'm trying to say?
I'm not quite like 50%. Like you said, don't compare.
I do feel as though what I'm trying to say, sweetheart, is that you're going to catch somebody's eye or somebody's going to catch your eye. But you've got to make the decision of where you want it to go from there because obviously you care so deeply about this other lady as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So this is what I'm getting, but I do feel as though somebody's going to catch your eye next year, at least. All right, darling?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, then. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Bye.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Bernard. Okay, right. There was a lot of clipping on the microphone there. I don't know where that was coming from, but okay. Right, so I think we're on our last call then. Jessica.
Hi.
Good evening, Jessica.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad. And you?
I'm good. There's been a lot of intensity going on, lots of excitement, and then there's anger, and then there's laughter.
Oh.
And, you know, lots of stuff. I'm just trying to manage this bigger role that I'm stepping into, and, you know, I'm just doing, like, more activism. Like, I've been called to just really step up to get more involved in my town and just with things that are going on in the world and to wake people up. What are you picking up around that? I mean, I my main concern is just that I feel a little concerned about all this energy that's running through me because for several months I've been trying to calm down my system so that I can – just heal some things with my body. And now there's all this like passion coming out, which is wonderful, but it's also like it's intense, you know?
Yeah. First of all, can I say congratulations on the move things that you are doing? Because I feel as though when I first started talking to you, Jessica, you didn't know where you was or didn't know where to turn. Would that make sense?
You mean when I first started talking to you back however long ago that was?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, thank you for saying that, because I keep, like, appreciating and, like, celebrating myself. Yeah, like, I'm doing my mission really hardcore and out there
yeah.
and loud and proud, and it's beautiful. And I don't know if it's just Spirit says to me, like, you're coming to life. But it also feels like, oh, my God, is my body okay? Like, I tend to worry because it's just a lot of energy. You know, I'm used to kind of, I think most people live their life kind of blah and maybe half dead. Like, I'm full of life every single day.
I do feel as though it's your calling coming out for you. Okay, it's your
yeah.
calling coming out for you, love, because with me, I'm getting the feeling of an earth angel, okay? I'm getting the feeling of an earth angel with you, okay?
Yeah.
I do feel as though you was put on this earth to, I'd say receive all this energy, but you know how to cope with it, okay? You know how to cope with it. Yes, it can get a bit overwhelming for you, but you know how to calm yourself down a little bit. Would that make sense?
I'm using all my tools. I mean, I'm about to go do my stretching and do my meditating. I bought myself some musical instruments. Like, I'm just using all my tools just to calm myself down or just ground
yes.
this energy, because it's a lot of energy coming. Like, that's the whole thing. Exactly. Like, I've been feeling like, okay, now I'm receiving a lot more energy now to ground in this area.
Yeah. Now you've got to actively try and control all this energy. This is why they've
yes.
given you this, because they want you to actively control this energy, sweetheart.
Okay. Yes.
They're not putting you, the spirits are not putting you to any sort of test. Please do not think that, okay? They're not doing this to test you, okay? They're doing it to see how well you'll cope with it. And to be perfectly honest, what you're telling me, you're coping really well with it.
Am
okay.
I? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You're coping really
all right.
well with it. Okay, it's coming through to me as though you're coping well with it. Now, what I want you to do is actively learn to control it.
Okay.
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 I need you to actively learn to control it, darling. All right?
Okay.
Because the more you can try and take control of it, the way you're feeling, your emotions, the sudden overwhelming as well, I do feel as though you need to try and actively control it now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I do
okay.
feel, I do, I've got completely 100% faith in you with you actively controlling it, to be honest.
I know I'll get there. I'm glad I got the message. I know exactly what you're saying. I got a vision of what I need to do. Like, that makes sense of I'm going to do more energy, like Tai Chi stuff, because, I know this is just the beginning, because I know I'm going to keep bringing in more and more energy. Like, I really feel like this expansion and so many things are shifting. Like, it's really incredible. Can you speak about anything with my body, my health? Because I don't know if this is just like, hey, you're worrying for no reason, or just, you know, like, that's probably bringing more stress if you're worrying about, you know, because I've gone through stressful situations before. It's hard to tell the difference between passion and excitement versus stress. It's the same, I think it's the same energy. You know, your heart starts beating faster and you're fueled with all this energy. And I know, so I hear when I'm saying this, because these are like fears, but like, I came out of stressful situations in the past and I ended up getting health issues. So that is like coming up for me a lot. Like, I'll clear that. It's the fear stuff that I have, but can you speak about that? Because I don't know. I pray for help to calm myself down a lot.
Yeah, I do. I do understand what you're trying to say. I do feel, sorry, darling, I'm starting to struggle with my chest at the minute, so I'm still full of cold. I do feel as though you are worrying over nothing. I could say, actually, darling, you've heard of chakras. Have you heard of chakras?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's your chakras at work. Okay. It's your chakra. It'll be your chakras at work as well. Okay. Because they're fine-tuning with your body.
Okay.
This is what they'll be doing. They'll be fine-tuning with your body to help you to actively control everything that you've got, you're feeling. Okay. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to fine-tune your body so you'll be able to actively control what you're feeling. This is why I'm saying that you need to actively take control of the feelings that you're getting. And your chakras are actually at play and trying to help you do that. This is what it means. If you're getting a lot of it, it'll be all your chakras that's at work and trying to help you fine-tune your body, sweetheart. That's all it is. You've no need to worry about health issues, no nothing. Okay. Spirit will be working with you as well. Okay. And you do need to try and start actively trying to control all this overwhelming and this feeling that you're getting, sweetheart. As I say, Spirit is helping you to do that very much so. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's
okay.
helpful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stuff I've been writing about in my journal, and I'm going to step it up. Like, I think that even some days I have to just, like, stay inside again just so I can, like, meditate a lot and do, like, my self-care practices, because otherwise I go out and I'm nonstop talking to people, doing this, doing that. You know, it's very active. Which is fun. I like it. It's my joy, but it's it's new. I mean, I feel like myself, you know, but it's this new old me, you know.
Jessica, are you on Facebook?
No, I didn't get your email. Your email's not posted.
Okay. Do you want to leave your email with Ken, and Ken will pass it on to me and I will email you?
Okay. I'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll send it to him. I'll send it to him, because I know his email's listed there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if you send your email to Ken and then he'll pass it on to me, okay?
Okay.
And then I can email you. as well.
Yeah, I'd like to keep in touch with you. I like you.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, Jessica.
All right. Thank you very much. I love it.
Thank you
very
much.
I'm glad I got on.
Yeah. I think, Jessica, I think you've got my email address, Jessica, yeah?
Yeah, because yours is listed on the thing. So I'll take it. I'll email you. Thank you for that.
Right. And we'll take it from there. Lovely. Okay, that just about wraps it up for this one then, ladies and gents. Not all 15 people staying with us, which is hardly surprising, since that I mentioned that the last four people only bothered to actually donate this evening. Four were subscribers, so that's eight, and the rest of you that called off, well, you should be ashamed of yourself, but never mind. you know, what do you actually want for nothing, Jamoni? You know, we're here for you. We support you. You support us. And that's how it works. Okay? And if you're not happy with that, there are other places. And thank you and good night.
I'm another hungry baby, yeah.